Hello, welcome. This is Punch Specials. I am Richie Alakalabi, of course, as always. We're reaching to you live from our organization, Punch Newspapers, bringing you stories, perspectives, and analysis of news and happenings around the world, from the world of special persons and individuals living with disabilities in Nigeria, in Lagos, and of course across the world. I remain your host, Richie Alakalabi. Ladies and gentlemen, today we title the topic, The Lagos Environment, Building Structures, Gas Explosions, and Possible World Disabilities. Of course, a mouthful topic, but this topic wouldn't have been, came up, you know, when we visited or had an opportunity to converse with officers of the Accident and Emergency Section or Center of the Lagos State University Teaching Hospital. Earlier this year, in the month of February, the Abule Egbari of Lagos State, you know, experienced a huge fire which occurred on a Sunday evening. And what happened? It was a simple gas leakage from a flat. It caused a fire from the kitchen, and this spread to some of the flats and other apartments. And sadly, some families were almost wiped out. Luckily, nobody died, from what we were told. But a lot of the family members were badly burnt, and quite a number heavily disfigured. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at some of this domestic fire outbreak, you know, which occurs in Lagos State and probably in developing cities around the world, we would say that some of those things are avoidable, you know, based on the plans and by the building plans that we have and by people adhering to building plans and building reports. And if you looked at one of our reports on Punch Newspapers, if you'd see it online, a report which we had just one day ago by our own Amiable Josephine Ogundeji, you know, which was on the need for buildings in Lagos State or building developers in Lagos State to comply with Lagos State's plan, you know, on structures. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look around the city, there's so many buildings, you know, converted from residential to commercial or both. You know, one minute on is selling gas in front of building. People are residing behind. There's a fire station somewhere. If you're not careful, as we desire to own the beautiful piece of the city, we may, in our quest, you know, to earn all the monies in the world, change the property, to earn more, have more earning power, we may not comply with the building plans, and we may be creating disaster for many people. Ladies and gentlemen, on the Punch Special Desk of Punch Newspapers, we took a look at a content from an Australian architectural company. The name of that firm is Hackistar. And the organization was talking about what standard building plans should be. And in their opinion, they believe that an important part of building design is building separation, ensuring that there is adequate distance between an apartment to another, a building to another, because there are specific standards that need to be followed when creating distance between buildings. One would therefore say that some of the standards are important for common sense, so that we can live as proper human beings, for ventilation, for accessibility. You know, these standards allow adequate open spaces for amenities and movement between structures. It also ensures through usable space for landscaping and natural light, which in turn makes it possible for residents to enjoy the outdoors without feeling too cramped. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not careful in Lagos State, we're so cramped in the buildings that we have right now that, you know, a building may look like as a twin duplex, and by the time you get in, it probably has maybe 10 small apartments, everybody with a gas in it, everybody with a tiny kitchen, you know, so cramped somewhere with no adequate ventilation, especially for this gas cylinders to breathe, you know. And if you're not careful, we may just be planning for many fires. As we draw this conversation to a close, one of the things that struck me most by the medical officer whom I spoke with, though she pleaded anonymous, was that those individuals who were brought into the state, the emergency section, may never be allowed to see a mirror for the many, many days to come, because they were badly disfigured. So, summary is that those individuals, when they become well, will be dealing with disfigurement, which is some form of disability. what form of, you know, it is a limitation. They may not, if one is not careful, they may not be beautiful to behold until they go for many plastic surgeries. And don't forget that fire, when it burns the skin, you know, doesn't never look like the original, no matter all the monies in the world many have. Our prayer is that as we plan day by day in the city of Lagos and across different developing cities across the country and across the world, may we have the grace to comply to building plans, and may the cities and the state also have the power to enforce and ensure that people comply for the safety of everyone, so that we avoid fraud disabilities, fraud disfigurement, fraud injuries that leave people incapacitated, unnecessarily, and then leave people becoming economically dependent on the system, and then we're having too many sick people around. Don't forget, disability is not anything comfortable. Those who are going through it and managing, our prayer is that may we not become disabled until we do what we have to do properly. Do what is right and stay safe always. I'm Richard Akulami. Enjoy and thank you very much for listening. This is Point Special.